Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A Somali refugee family in Lowell is celebrating Thanksgiving a little early. With the help of some new friends, the Ahmed family had its first Thanksgiving dinner earlier this week. And WBUR's Shannon Dooling was there for the festivities.
This is a Thanksgiving celebration among friends who didn't even know one another a year ago. Every inch of the dinner table is covered with food. The holiday basics like turkey, stuffing, and mashed potatoes sit next to Ahmed family specialties like samosas. Hawa Ahmed scans the options.
That sauce is, my sister made it because she wanted people to eat with the puris. I don't know about this. What is this?
This is the cranberry sauce.
Okay. The Ahmeds move effortlessly between the living room and the kitchen, welcoming people and socializing with such a natural air that you'd be forgiven for thinking they've hosted Thanksgiving dinner before. But in fact, the family only arrived in the United States 10 months ago. The International Institute of New England, the agency helping them resettle, deployed a team of 10 or so volunteers to lead the family's transition. The volunteers bring the women to doctor's appointments, help them open checking accounts, and teach them how to pay their bills. And on this evening, they've brought the family a Thanksgiving spread, complete with mini chocolate turkeys and an abbreviated lesson on the meaning of the holiday from volunteer team captain Sherry Mulroy.
We thought it was especially nice to share it with you, to introduce you to this tradition, but also because we are very thankful that we met you. We are very thankful to have been able to help you out. You have always been so understanding of us, and we look forward to a long friendship with you.
By all accounts, the Ahmeds are adjusting remarkably well to their new surroundings. But as one of the volunteers, Janet Amphlett of Cambridge, says, there have been just a few bumps along the way.
They're learning how to write checks. I went to go mail 2 checks to National Grid for them, but it was in envelopes. The stamp was in the middle of the envelope. The address wasn't legible through the window. So now, you don't realize that these are learned things, right?
24-year-old Hawa says she and her family are learning all kinds of new things.
Like how to use a debit card.
And then did I hear that you are taking your driver's license courses? How's that going?
Good. I like it.
Is there like one part that you're still trying to figure out? Or
how to control the steering wheel.
From sharing something as mundane as addressing an envelope to sharing new milestones like learning to drive, the Ahmeds and the volunteers have grown to understand each other, even though they come from very different worlds. Hawa and her identical twin, Muna, were only a few months old when their parents fled civil war in Somalia. Asha, the youngest daughter, was born in Kenya, where the family lived as refugees for more than 20 years, until they made it to Lowell in January, only a few days before President Trump signed his original travel ban. When they first arrived, Hawa and Muna say they were nervous and didn't know what to expect in their new home country. But that's changed.
I think we were meant to be here because we have seen what life is all about. But they say that sharing is caring, so everyone is like, we feel like we are all family. There's no difference at all.
The twins are working full-time making medical devices, and they're studying for their GRE. They've also managed to become certified phlebotomists, all in less than a year. Asha and their mother, Fatima, work as seamstresses and are learning English. Hawa says they keep in touch with their family still living in Somalia as best they can. But on this night, in their modest one-bedroom apartment, the Ahmeds are surrounded by a new family. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.